Hi there. Welcome back, everyone. Dude, it has been such a long time. I don't even remember what date it was the last time I did this, and I didn't even look because I knew I would feel guilty. But life has been absolutely crazy. Just with what's, you know, I mean, everybody's life is crazy, so you all understand. And I wanted to give you guys an update because I haven't forgotten all the things I want to do. I still have plenty of people that I want to have as guests on here. I want to redo some of my recordings that I've had with people. Their life has changed a little bit since then, and editing, I found out, isn't my strong suit. And so, yeah, I am finally getting to where I'm going to be back, and I'm going to start doing more of this, more of videos that'll be coming this summer on my YouTube channel. And I just created a TikTok. Well, I've created it, but I started putting a couple little things on there. But no, I have some exciting things that have happened, and I have some more exciting things to come. So I just wanted to catch back up and remind you all that yes, this is still here, and yes, there is more to come. So let's get into it. So, like I said, I have a lot to update everybody on. Life is changing pretty quickly. I had actually started recording this podcast last week, but it's a beautiful day out, and I got home from work not too terribly long ago, and I'm going to sit right here and get this thing recorded so I can get it out, because I'm going to, like I said in my intro, I had a couple of guests that I wanted to get back on here, and I actually spoke to one that night. That's why I never ended up finishing the podcast. I think it was the 9th whenever I had started it. I had messaged her, reached out, and we ended up talking on the phone for 3 hours, because if you know me, that's common for me. Not so much for her. I feel bad keeping her up because she's a mama of 4 boys that she homeschools, but she is awesome. I'll tell you a little bit more about her at the end. But so my life, I have decided it is finally time for me to go back to Florida. It was a really hard decision to do that. I love Sweeney. I love the people I've got to work with over the past 6 years. I love the students, and I made a TikTok probably about 2 weeks ago. I've had the TikTok, but I haven't posted any videos or anything to it, and I decided that I would just start posting some silly stuff because I'm going to really get into TikTok more whenever I get back to Florida with some videos of me doing things from my chair, like how-to videos, different ways, because everybody that's in a wheelchair, we tend to get in and out of cars different. We tend to get in and out of beds different, in and out of bathtubs. You know, cooking, cleaning, a lot of newly injured people need to see those things happening. And I'm actually a mentor for a nonprofit, and I have not really let them down because life is busy, but I haven't made really any videos for them, and I've got to get into that because that's my whole mission, is helping people, motivating people. And, you know, I start doing some of these things, and then life gets super busy, and then I skip a week, and then guess what? If you skip a week, 1 week turns into 2, and 2 turns into 3, and a month turns into, you know, half a year, and it's crazy. And that's why, you know, routine and sticking, holding yourself accountable and sticking to things and not missing a day or a week or whatever it is that you're doing is so very important, because I'm a perfect example of that. You go look at my blog. Don't know the last time I wrote that. Wrote one there. You look at this podcast. It's been a while. YouTube, same thing. You know, I get in spurts where I do a couple and I'm good at it, and then I fall off. And that's one reason I'm really excited to move back to Florida, because my friend Haley, we started a business. And I think I probably talked about that on one of my last podcasts. It's called The Life by You. We've actually started another page on Facebook It's called like Click Go Promo. And what we do is we find promotions or sales that are on Amazon, and we just share links to those on that page. So if you're looking to save money, that might be something that you need to go look up, because it's really, really, really cool, and it's helpful for people and saving money. But Haley is back in Florida, and she is probably one of my number one motivators and people that hold me accountable. And that's one of the reasons we started the Life by You, is because we're good at holding each other accountable. And we have to call and check in on each other often, like, hey, did you read that description I did? Have you proofed it? No, but I'll get to it tonight. And sometimes she can't get to it that night, or I can't, and that's okay. We're forgiving, but we stay on each other's butts, and we don't give up on each other, and that's how we have been able to be productive. And she is more than happy to help me record. One of the things for me that is annoying and hard is whenever you're trying to record stuff. Yes, I have a tripod, but it takes a long time. It is a lot of work. And if you're wanting to get different angles, you have to, I mean, you're looking at hours. And then doing it like that and having to pause the video and everything, you're looking into editing videos. And as you are probably coming to realize, I do not like editing videos. I do not like editing podcasts. Like, it is not my thing. And I have some friends, they're kind of like nomadic. I never know where they're at, but Justin and Jessica, they actually have started up a YouTube channel. They go on, they find dirt bike trails, like mountain biking and stuff. And they have motorcycles, and they travel around, and their YouTube channel is pretty cool. And Justin has found out he absolutely loves editing. So I've told him, dude, whenever I get some clips, and I have a bunch of stuff, and I really need to send that to him. They're big files, so I got to figure out how to do that. But he is willing to work on that, because that'll give him editing practice for their YouTube channel, and he's willing to do that for free. So I'm excited to get back with them. And Jessica, she does really good photography, and she's learned a lot on that. I mean, she has some amazing pictures of landscapes. Landscapes isn't all she does. She's learning how to photograph everything, and just she's doing a wonderful job at it. And so they've even agreed to help film some stuff for me and then edit it, and that's going to be awesome. And Haley's help, that'll be awesome. So I don't know where I'll be teaching in Florida, but I am still going to be teaching. I'm going to be taking a huge pay cut, but that's okay, because I'm going to live with mom and dad, and I'm not paying them rent. I told them, look, y'all been trying to get me to come home ever since I left. I'm coming home, and I'm taking about a $17,000 pay cut, so y'all are going to have to pay my bills for a little bit. Let me get caught up on some stuff. Get a couple things, maybe my car paid off before I can start paying serious bills again. But yeah, I don't know what I'll be teaching. I don't know where, but it's in the works, and I'll be applying to places as soon as they open. I'm really hoping to be able to teach at a high school, because that was my first goal, was high school teaching. And I've now done junior high for 10 years. So I think it's time for me to kind of move on and try high school that I was trying to do at the beginning. But like I was saying with TikTok before, I uploaded some videos not too long ago, and I kind of did it that way because all the kids at school, they're totally into TikTok, and I felt like they would probably slowly but surely find me on there. And they have. I think most of the kids know that I currently teach. I don't know if the ones that I have taught in the past, some of them have followed me on there. Not all of them, though. I think I only have like 115 followers or something, and I've been in Sweeney for 6 years. So, I mean, I've taught some of the same kids because I moved up with them, but I've probably had at least 400 kids here. So of course they're not all following me. They probably don't all know, but word is getting around. Because I put on there that didn't know where I'd be teaching, but I knew it would be in Florida, and they're sad. Today they were like, "But you could have just came to the high school." I was like, "Well, I am going to a high school, just one in Florida." And I told them, you know, I was last week sometime. I was like, "Guys, hush! Like, I'm gonna start crying," because, like I said, leaving Sweeney was not an easy decision. I have absolutely loved working with everyone I have had the pleasure to work with. I hope I'm right whenever I say I have made some lifelong friends here. I really do not want to lose touch with so many people, with so many kids. I told the kids today that were, you know, saying, "Come to the high school." I've had every single year. Kids have told me that every single year I have taught. If I taught sixth grade, kids told me to move up to seventh grade. If I taught seventh grade, kids told me to move up to eighth grade. And I'm getting all teary-eyed, but it is what it is. Today I got an email from a kid that I would have never thought, never, ever, ever thought I even like touched, or made an impact on. And I was on a list of teachers in which she wanted to hear from for her speech at the at their graduation this year. And that's what is cool about teaching. You never know whose life you're changing. You never know whose life you're impacting. And so many of the kids have no idea. It goes, you know, it's the same for them. They don't know how much they impact us as teachers, you know. Even some kids that probably in their mind think that we hate them. We don't hate any kids, actually. If we did, we wouldn't be in the profession we're in. But those kids that you have to tell, sit down every day, be quiet, stop talking, put your phone up, you know, take your hood off. Y'all stop herding up like cattle at the door, like, stay in your seat till the bell rings. That's not your bell, you know. Those are the type of kids that teach us more and impact our lives more, probably than anything, because those are the kids that make us better teachers. And you know, you've got to be able to forgive kids and put them on a brand new slate the next day, because if you can't do that, there's no way you can be a teacher, because kids are gonna make mistakes. Some of them may make mistakes every single day. Some of them are gonna make a couple of mistakes today, but that's okay, because you try to be better and you try to help them to be better the next day, you know. So yeah, man, it makes me emotional leaving, because I have loved every kid that I've gotten to teach here. I felt the same whenever I left Florida and I had to leave those kids, because kids impact us. And I guess I impact kids, and that's cool. I sure hope that they will follow me and keep up with me. And social media is cool for that reason. I don't have to lose sight of them. You know, back whenever I was in school, it would if you left and went somewhere else, it was really hard unless you called somebody on the phone or you sent them a letter in the snail mail. You know, you didn't hear from people and you couldn't keep up with them. But social media, that's the one cool thing about social media. We can do that. So that's what keeps me being okay. My family's in Florida and I gotta get back there with them. My grandparents who are still living, they're getting old. My aunts and uncles, my mom, my dad, my nieces, my nephews, you know, they're all closer back home. My cousins, everybody's getting older. I'm getting older. And family is where it's at, in the long run. And I'm really tired of driving to and from Florida like once every other month, you know. I'm just tired of it and I can't, I'm ready to get back. So, that is what's happening. I signed up to take a certification test here in Texas, because Florida has this really cool deal where whatever you're certified here in Texas in, Florida will like grant you the like certification that they have there. And Texas has it's called the 7 through 12 composite science test. It's got chemistry, physics, biology, kind of astronomy things, earth science. It's got like pretty much if you pass that test, you can teach anything 7 through 12th grade here. I took that. That was the first test I took here whenever I had moved here. And you have to make a 240 to pass it. I made a 238, so I missed it by 1 point or one question. And so I have signed up to take that again May 28th because that'll give me more certifications. Because who knows what positions are going to be open in Florida. And so I want to be as certified in as many of them as I can be. So I have been studying. I took a practice test this past weekend and I did not do so hot on the physics and chemistry and biology parts. But looking at what I did on the first one and where my struggles were, and then taking that practice test, I had to pay like $10 for it and I just did it online. Didn't cheat, didn't look anything up. I did it for, what I knew. And now I know what I really need to study and hone in on for the next 2 weeks to get my grade up. And so that's one of my main focuses now. All my stuff is already in Florida. I'm just living with my friend here. Melissa, who I'd moved in with whenever I first came to Texas, I'm back here. But most of my things are already back in Florida, and I'll be heading back to Florida at the beginning of June. I have a couple of doctor's appointments. I need to actually text my doctor because I haven't heard from her and they're closed now. I forgot I was going to call them today. I went and got a CAT scan, and the CAT scan came back, CT scan, whatever, came back absolutely normal. But I've had some legs tightening and spasms and whatnot, so we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. It's really weird. My legs want to, bend up kind of towards my knees, want to come towards my chest. And so we're trying to figure that out. And I definitely need to see whoever it is I need to see before I go back for the first time this summer because I'm pretty positive. I need to call my insurance, but I'm pretty positive with my insurance. I can only see Texas doctors. Maybe a way to work that out if my Texas doctor refers me to a Florida doctor. I don't know. So last from Thursday, it was Thursday, I went and got my CT scan and I had heard back from my doctor and she said the next thing we were gonna do was see a neurologist, see what they suggest. So I've got to figure out when I'll be able to see a neurologist. I don't know how hard it is to get into a neurologist because I've never seen one. But that's been going on too. But we're slowly figuring it out. And whatever happens will happen, and we'll go from there. But let me take a short little break here, pause this, and I'll get back with you with the details of what's coming up. Okay, so the next episode that I will be publishing will be with Miss Amber. She is a mother of four boys. She homeschools them and she has her own blog. That's how we met. She is an amazing woman with an amazing story, has such a good relationship with God. And she'll tell you all about that. She has been working on her book tirelessly, and it is getting to publish mode. She is about to have it published. So when we were talking the other night, I was like, we gotta get you back on here. We need to talk about this book because her story is just amazing. The things that she has been through. a lot of people have gone through, and she has just made her way out of it and has just a beautiful heart, has created a beautiful family. And she has actually risen above all that with the help of God and her trust and faith. So I am super excited for us to do it again. The first time we recorded, it ended up being like, I don't know, 2 hours long and or an hour and a half. I don't remember, but it was really long. But she would make little mistakes and be like, oh my God, can you take that out? And I'm like, yes, I'll take it out. But I didn't. So we're gonna do it again where it's just 100% raw material and we're gonna record. But she's cute. We all make mistakes. I told her it's okay. Whenever I record these things, I record them and it is what it is. I got all teary earlier talking about kids and I don't know. My heart was touched and it is what it is, and that's the real deal. We can't all be perfect. We make mistakes. So, I'm gonna, last we had talked, I was like, you let me know when it works out for you. We can do it before you publish your book. We can do it after. But her book is coming out within the next couple of weeks, for sure. And so, with four boys, it's hard for her to get away for, a certain amount of time with quiet where she can do that. And it's up to her when we do that, but I look forward to it because she is an awesome person and I hope you all come back and join us. So until then, make good decisions, smile at people, say hello, and tell yourself you're doing okay, because you're probably doing way better than you think you are. All right, peace out.